We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello and welcome to the Her Hoop Stats WNBA Mock Free Agency, the fourth annual edition of our simulation of what WNBA free agency is going to look like as it gets set to get underway in just a couple weeks. We are here. We are role-playing what we think is going to happen in the mock free agency. Obviously, this exercise is not perfect. This is not going to be an exact simulation of everything that's going to happen in WNBA free agency, but we're going to try to get as close as possible. And we have an excellent crew here of people who understand the rules of the WNBA, understand the league itself, and understand the players and what the teams need. So I want to get them on stage to talk. But first, we got to do introductions. For me, I'm Gabe Ibrahim. I'm the player agent. I'm taking care of all of the players. I'm looking forward to getting my clients lots of money and putting them in winning situations and making sure everyone's happy forever and that they could do whatever they want rather than whatever the team wants. That's my goal as the player agent. So I'm going to be doing that for all of the players. I'll also be hosting the podcast and moving us along. To help me out, I got Jacob Mox as our league office. He's a WNBA writer for Her Hoop Stats, and he really has helped us create our database of information on the WNBA CBA and the salary cap. Jacob's going to help us out with the rules. So Jacob, just say what's up and talk about your role here for a little bit.
Yeah, I think this is year two only. I can't remember if this is year three for me. Last year was less than ideal in a library workroom because my internet was out at home, so feeling much better on home turf this year. I'm going to just be doing my best to keep up with all the transactions and getting all the nitty-gritty details down into the spreadsheet we've got.
And then once we are done and that spreadsheet's done, we will have some content coming out recapping the mock free agency. The last couple of years we've been able to do podcasts and write some articles about it. It's really cool to kind of look at what the simulation yields at the end. But without further ado, let's get into our GMs who are going to be running our teams. We have six of them. Everyone gets two teams. We'll start with Sabrina Merchant of the LA Sparks and the Phoenix Mercury. She's a WNBA staff writer at The Athletic. So Sabrina, say what's up to everybody. Tell us what you're looking for as both the Sparks and Mercury GM. This is your second year with both teams, right?
This is my third year with both teams.
I don't remember if you had the Mercury.
It's been an unsuccessful tenure thus far. I think one playoff appearance out of four seasons.
That's not, well, they didn't make all your moves, though, in fairness.
True, true. And to be fair, that is not the goal that was set up during either of those off seasons. So for the Los Angeles Sparks, we are in year two of the current administration, potentially year one, if you want to count the new general manager, Regan Peabody, as a new, chapter in Sparks history. But I think we're just continuing the build that was started last year, not doing anything too drastic, trying to make sure that all of our cap space and picks are still clean going forward. And with Phoenix Mercury, we're just trying to make sure that we send off Diana Taurasi in style.
No mention of Nneka Ogumike in the Sparks plans?
I think it's pretty obvious that Neko Gumbuke is going to have her number raised in the Sparks rafters, wherever that arena happens to be, and that she is the number one priority for LA.
Thank you.
We just needed to hear it. Okay, so thank you, Sabrina. Let's go to Kevin Pelton, NBA and WNBA writer for ESPN, another veteran of the mock free agency. You have the Storm and Wings, again, for the third year in a row, right?
Yep, I've had both of those teams the last 2 years.
So what are your plans this year?
So for the Storm, we are ready to go again. Jewel Lloyd signed an extension. We spent our year in the lottery. Now we're trying to add a veteran point guard and an impact player in the front court to be competitive. And to that end, we do have a trade to announce with Sabrina's LA Sparks. Kia Nurse is heading to the Sparks along with our second round picks in this season's draft 2024 and next season's draft 2025. And we are getting LA's 2025 third round pick.
So what does that do for you?
Yeah, it's going to open up some cap space for us, as well as, more importantly, a protected contract, because we were previously sitting on five of those and wouldn't have had the opportunity to add both of those players. We want to add protected contracts. So that's really the big motivation for this deal. Dallas, we're coming off an incredible season, the best since we've been in the Southwest, I guess, if you want to put it that way. And look, we're looking to primarily run it back. We want to re-sign Satu Sabally, make sure that she's here for the long term as a restricted free agent. And then, you know, if someone is interested in helping us consolidate our roster a little bit, that might be nice, because we can't, it's currently constituted to keep all 10 players who are coming back, plus our two first round picks this year.
Let's move over to Nekias Duncan, first timer here on the mock free agency. He is a host of the Dunker Spot podcast. He's a writer for WNBA.com. You've probably known him from Twitter. He's got the Connecticut Sun and the Washington Mystics on tap this year. What are your plans for both teams, Nekias?
I'm trying not to do anything too drastic. Well, I guess first and foremost, thanks for having me here. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun. But not trying to do anything too drastic. We do have some big free agents among both sides. Both teams want to be competitive as they kind of eye the Aces and the Liberty at the top of the league right now. But so not trying to do anything too drastic, but we do want to answer some questions about where we're going moving forward. So trying to make maybe a splash, but nothing too drastic in the chamber.
All right. So trying to bring back the cores there. Let's go over now to Richard Cohen, another vet here. He's got the Liberty and the Fever. We're going to have all our Her Hoop Stats guys here at the end. We welcome the guests first, and now we're bringing in our own guys. Richard Cohen, you got Liberty and Fever. Tell me your plans for those teams in very different spots, but both very exciting spots.
Well, New York, obviously, we'd like to take the next step, get past Vegas this year. Be looking to try and strengthen to help that. The areas that we were weaker in last year, perimeter defense, maybe refresh the bench a little. In Indiana, we would like the offseason to be going the other way around. We would love it if the draft was happening before free agency. But given that it's not, we'll be looking at wings like they should have added last year, and maybe some help in the backcourt and whatever else might come along. Just trying to keep the core and strengthen. And people might actually want to sign for us. Who knows? That's been a problem in the past.
It has been. So we're excited for the Fever to get in on it. Alfred Coriette, WNBA writer for Her Hoop Stats. You have the Aces and the Sky. Let me know what you're planning for both of them.
All right, great. So with Vegas, obviously the reigning, defending, undisputed champs of the WNBA, we're looking to get even better. We're looking to be the top dog. We're looking to create a juggernaut that will put us in historic category. We're looking to get deeper, and we're looking to see if we can possibly get some big names on a pay cut just to make sure that life is good in Vegas. For Chicago, Chicago's Kalia Copper signed an extension at the Supermax, and we're actually going to try to go for it. We're going to try to make some splashes. We've already engaged in a trade with Bobby, who has Atlanta and Minnesota, offloading Isabel Harrison and bringing on Dorka Juhasz and the 7th pick in this year's draft, recouping some of the draft capital lost in the trade from Marina Mabry. And we're looking to probably add some max players onto Chicago and just see if we can compete. And if worst case scenario, at least we have some youth for the future.
Okay, make sure we get that trade in the chat. That's another interesting move. I like that Chicago trying to get back into it. You know, all their big moves have worked out lately. So, Bobby, you're gonna round us out and then bring us into the actual free agency. Bobby writes about women's basketball, mainly international stuff, for Her Hoop Stats. Does a great job of that. He's got the Dream and the Lynx. So, Bobby, you've already made a trade. So tell me about that trade and tell me about what you plan to do.
Yeah, Alfred mentioned the trade, but didn't mention all of the stuff that was going Minnesota's way. So, yes, in principle, again, the flashing stuff is Juhas and the seventh pick to Chicago, and I get Isabel Harrison, and a 13th pick, and Sika Kone, and it was it the 2025 first, yep. And then a 2026 swap in the first,
yep.
and the reserve player rights, which you must approve. Gabe can hold this up if he wants. To Julie Allemand and a Studu.
Actually, Gabe does not need to approve that. We only need to approve trades for rights with restricted free agents and core free agents. Or core
really? Players. I thought reserve rights had the no trade.
Oh, I think Allemand and Astu are suspended contract expired. So you don't need any qualifying offers for those.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. I forgot that they were. Well, Stu definitely is. But
It would have been good with me.
Gotcha. Yeah, you can trade reserve players anyway. Jacob's right.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, my bad. Shows how much I know. But anyway, so the principle of the deal, well, the principle behind Atlanta and Minnesota is both teams were very competitive this year. Both teams have very strong players who are still on the positive side of the development curve. And we have a bit of cap space. So just looking to try to work our way into the contender category. Yeah. So, yeah. While still, and again, potentially using our cap space to take on some other assets, which, you know, can be useful for us.
So, did you also talked about the Dream as well? Sorry.
Same principle. Again, with Minnesota, it's Nafisa Collier. With Atlanta, it's Ryan Howard. Just trying to build off of the young budding stars. Still plenty of room to develop.
All right. Well, hey, some great press release there from Alfred getting out ahead of the news. And then, hey, we got some awesome stuff. Exactly. Look at what we gave back. That doesn't matter. Great stuff, everyone. Thank you for your introductions. So I think we have a question from Sabrina.
I actually have one more trade to announce before we get started.
Jesus. What happened? How many trades are we? I think we had one trade last year, and that was it.
I think I spoke to every GM in the league other than Nikias before the start of this regarding trades. So these were just the ones that happened to make their way through.
I see.
All right. So Phoenix is sending Mariah Jefferson, this year's third round pick, and a 2025 second rounder to Atlanta for Haley Jones and the number 32 pick in this year's draft.
Okay, that's a good move. All right, so we have a flurry of activity here on the mock free agency. This is the first time I haven't called it the mock offseason because I thought mock free agency would be more catchy. Turns out we're doing a lot more mock offseason stuff. I love it, guys. Good stuff. All right, so we got, yep, Haley Jones, number 32. Do we have another deal to talk about?
No, that's just the one that the Isabel Harrison one wasn't put in the chat yet.
Anybody else trading my clients? No?
Not yet.
Not crucial.
did we want to do core decisions yet, or is that a next step?
I think now is the time to do our core and restricted rights. I don't know if we have reserve rights that need to be done, but any of your rights, we'll go around now and go and ask you about them. We'll go in reverse order. So, Bobby, do you have any rights decisions here for Atlanta or the Lynx?
Atlanta has a restricted free agency qualifying offer to make the AD Durr. We're going to deal with that. Yep. Minnesota has a reserved qualifying offer for Nikolina Milic. We'll do that. Nothing complicated.
All right, that's all good there. Okay, let's go. Alfred, who you got? Do we need to talk about reserve? I don't think we need to talk that much about reserve. So just do restricted and your right. And cores if you have some.
Uh, Chicago, since Ruthie Hebert's the only restricted that I see here, we're just going to do the restricted qualifying offer to Ruthie Hebert, and everybody else is getting the reserved.
Okay. Perfect. And you have no one for Vegas, right?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do have one. Yeah, Kayla George.
Yeah, same thing. Just anybody that's restricted is getting the offer.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you do it? All right, Richard, give me your restricted and core off. I mean, yeah, you got a core, actually. Core first, and then your restricted.
Well, given that it's essentially already been announced, even though we feel it may not be entirely necessary, we will be coring Breanna Stewart in New York.
All right.
And then, yeah, we'll make all of... all of the obvious qualifying offers to Caldwell and Fagbenle in Indiana and to Willoughby, Johannes, and don't actually have to make a QO to Hanju because she's probably suspended rather than reserved.
Did she come back for the end of the playoffs?
Nope.
No, okay.
So we course to so Richard, that sound you sound like you're just didn't really feel like doing it. Didn't feel like Corin Branson. I just want to know why you were like reticent a little bit.
I'm not entirely sure that it's necessary, but we already saw in Seattle that not coring her can go rather wrong, so it probably is a good idea. And Kolb already announced they were going to do it anyway. I also think it may well have been discussed when she signed in New York in the first place, that she, as I've written multiple times, she probably wants to be called so that when she re-signs, the next 2 years count as years of core service so that then she can't be called again in the future. So I imagine it's already been agreed in the front office that this would be done.
You also have to worry about the fact that Gabe is the player agent, has really loved keeping Breanna Stewart in Seattle. So, you know, she might want to come back here. Who knows?
Okay. Last year, I specifically wanted to send her to New York, and the New York GM told me flat out that he did not want Breanna Stewart.
That was Vegas. That was Vegas.
That was Vegas.
So, and what happened? Why did I send her to New York? Okay. Maybe I want to
send her. I believe it was something to do with Courtney Vanderson and Ellie Quigley money, or was that 2 years ago?
It's been a lot of this. Yeah. So maybe we send her back to Seattle. Who knows? All right. But I can't now. Well, I can. Maybe. We'll see. A lot of things can happen. So that means Jonquel Jones is an unrestricted free agent. She had to be anyway. She is not core eligible.
She did.
Just, so,
yeah.
Just to clarify.
Are you doing the restricted offer to Willoughby as well, Richard? I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And are you already did Indiana? Or did you not?
I did. They have very few rights. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Nikias, what... Any core decisions for either of your teams?
I was about to say, I think Lee Mong's a reserved free agent, so let's talk about it there. Thought very strongly about coring Bree Jones. We're not going to do that, but we do plan to work out a deal to bring her back.
Okay. The best laid plans. All right. So no core for Bree Jones, and then anything for Washington?
No, I think Lee Mong was the only decision we had there.
She's reserved, so we're just going with all reserves. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Can EDD not be core? Did I misread that?
She can be.
Oh, she could be.
Could be. Well, in that case, no, we're not going to core EDD.
Okay. Interesting.
And that does not restrict her ability to obviously get the Supermax because she's been... Yeah. Obviously, in Washington for enough time that she has Supermax rights.
Indeed. Okay, so who else? Who's next? It'll be KP. Your decisions.
Yeah, Dallas will obviously be tendering a qualifying offer to Satu Sadli. Seattle will not be making qualifying offers to our restricted free agents. So Joyner Holmes and Bonnie Turner will both be unrestricted.
Okay. All right. And Sabrina, round this out.
Yeah, LA will not be using a core on anyone, and we don't have any restricted free agents in LA, and Phoenix will also not be using its core, but we've got a reserved offer for Suge Sutton.
All right. Okay, everybody. So we are going to be off now into free agency. What's the date here I'm looking for, league office?
January 21st.
Sim to January 21st. That is when...
I was going to say, I always forget because they've changed it, so it's not what the CBA says, which is a lot of fun.
Well, that's just a document. All right, so January 21st, here we are. We are on the precipice of WNBA free agency, and we're going to put some players out into the world based on their win shares from last year. So if you're wondering what the order is all about, that's what the order is all about. That is what's on our sheet. Let me make sure I'm actually looking at this in win shares, though. So we will start with the only core player in the league, Breanna Stewart. So we will start the negotiation with New York. I mean, I think Breanna, she's not trying to leave, as we kind of mentioned. I don't think she's going to take meetings as a core player. She could do that, right? If as long as New York says it's okay, which I'm sure would happen, but I don't think she's going to do that. So New York, what are you thinking in terms of a salary here that we can agree to and then possibly increase if stuff doesn't work out in free agency?
Yeah, I mean, we are obviously anxious to keep you and keep you happy. It's a matter of what you're willing to take, essentially. We would pay you the Supermax if it took it, mm-hmm. but we would love for it to be lower because we think it can help us strengthen the roster around you. And we can't pay both you and John Quayle the Supermax. So it would have to come slightly lower than that just to keep the two of you. Hopefully both of you are going to agree to at least a slight discount so that we can build around you.
So are you thinking regular max number?
Benijah took 180. So, yeah, Vandersloot is on 194. So it's a matter of, yeah, how low you're willing to go.
I don't think... as someone who's not Breanna Stewart, I'm going to, you know, I don't want to tell her that she should take way less money than what she should take. So I think, you know, I think she would be comfortable as if I was her agent, I would say she'd probably be comfortable around the regular max number. So that's giving back, you know, close to $33,000. If that makes a difference. Great. I think that's the level though. And then that I would also keep her close to the highest paid player on the team. And then, you know, maybe when we get to Jonquil, she's also willing to do that.
How about just to keep it round, we put it at 200,000?
Yeah, as a baseline?
Somewhere around there?
Yeah, but you're going to give me more money when we get to the end of this.
Hey, if we don't spend the rest, then absolutely, we'll pay you up to what's left. You and Jonquil can split whatever's left if we don't spend the rest.
Okay, so we're probably going to need to circle back to Breanna because I don't want to agree to a... I don't want to say we're going to do 2 years, although we would like to do a 2-year contract, as you mentioned earlier, to get this core out of the way. I don't want to agree to 2 years of a pay cut, though, without knowing what that pay cut is, you know?
We will agree, if you want, that we will call you again next year. So that second year is going to come anyway, even if you sign a 1-year deal, you will still get the 2 years ultimately. So that's, yeah, will happen either way.
Okay. Then let's just do a 1-year. And then that also provides us more flexibility next year if we need to tinker with the team. So say 200 for now, and then we'll move. Okay. So Breanna Stewart going back to New York on the core deal for 1 year at $200,000. And obviously, is it protected automatically?
No, it's not, but we're happy to make it one of the protected contracts.
No, that doesn't. We can do that. We could do that later too. But let's just say no protection for now. That's fun. Okay. All right. Hey, we got a deal in the books. Breanna Stewart giving back money. Something I haven't done on this podcast very often. But that's what we're
I was going to say. That's a new one.
Every year I mess it up. And so I'm just trying to – I'm kind of doing a Costanza this year, hopefully, just like doing the opposite. All right. Just going the other way. So like, yeah, Stewie always goes to Seattle. All right. This year she's going to New York. Opposite coast. It's perfect. Not that I had much of a choice. But I think that's something that's kind of realistic. Maybe she gives back a little bit more money. Who knows? We'll find out. But anyways, we've got Stewie done. Now let's move on to the list by win shares of last year's win shares. And that will start with Nneka Egbuike. Nneka, obviously, MVP level player, has spent her whole career in Los Angeles. She is unrestricted, though. She's been through a core. She wants to win. She would love that winning to happen in Los Angeles, so the Sparks are going to get the first pitch, but she is willing to hear out everyone. Let's try to keep our pitches relatively brief, but hey, Sabrina, pitch me on why I should come back to Los Angeles and what we're building there to win in my tenure.
Yeah, we're really happy with the way that you played last year. We think Kurt Miller, you know, reuniting with him after him being your assistant coach in 2015 was a good move. You saw how the team performed in the second half of the season once we had some health. We think this is a team that's going to make the playoffs going forward. And, you know, we have a lot more infrastructure in place in the front office, just more investment coming into the team. We think you've seen that we're putting the right moves in place to make this a place that players want to come to. We had a good free agency last year. Unfortunately, both of our big signings were not able to play the entire of the regular season, but they should be back this year. So there's just a lot of positive momentum in LA, and we're willing to offer you whatever you want to come stay in Los Angeles, however many years. We'll bring Chinde back too, if that's important. But yeah, this is Los Angeles is Nneka Egbuike. Nneka Egbuike is the Sparks. We'll do whatever it takes to bring you back.
Okay. I think to come back, since we're not championship contention next year, right? So I think I'd like to get the Supermax. So Supermax on the table. Let's see. Probably we could do. She's done 1 year deals. That was to do the cores, right? So I don't know. We'll go 2 years onto Supermax as an offer. We're good there.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So now obviously that's a tasty offer. I only want to hear if anybody else has a max offer for Nneka Egbuike. So only if you have a max offer for Nneka Egbuike and you have a winning situation, because you're going to have to, you know, the Sparks have the hometown vibe. So you can't just be better than the Sparks and offer me less money.
Could a possible pay cut, but the most winning situation work for Nneka Egbuike?
Jesus Christ. Okay. how much of a pay cut do I have to take?
Well, it would be basically what Nneka made last year, just 10,000 off from what Nneka made last year. At the Aces are willing to offer 160K for Nneka Egbuike, but you'll be playing alongside Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young. You're reunited with Chelsea Gray. You know, we're looking to possibly bring back Candace Parker, get the whole Sparks gang back together. We're looking to go for three. We believe you would be a key part of that. LA is only a hop, skip, and away if you miss LA that much. So we're willing to try to bring you on, and that would still give us the cap space to add on more that we think we can get.
Am I starting?
Of course. You'll be starting next to Asia Wilson.
And Candace Parker?
Well, Candace Parker, she may have to come off the bench, injury concerns there, but we believe Vegas's situation, if we get it to work, will be very flexible. But again, the winning situation is there. Sparks have been in the playoffs for 3 years, so.
And we're talking about 160.
160.
Storm here.
Mm-hmm. Storm, okay.
I know it wasn't a winning situation last year, but our track record speaks for itself. And if you'd like to play in a dedicated practice facility for the max, we're your only offer.
Vegas also has a facility too.
That's but not for the max. Okay. Seattle, it's less enticing. So all right, who else? Anybody else? Matt gonna be a max? I mean,
I'll quickly say that the Mystics do indeed have a max slot. We do utilizing Big to play with and Shakira Austin. We have a talented backcourt. You get back with Brittany Sykes, who can fly around defensively. I think you would certainly answer some questions for us offensively. And as we move to more, you know, we are looking to add some more shooting in the offseason as well. But as we move to more using the bigs as hub, I think you will get more usage. You'll still be in a winning situation. So I'll toss my hat in the ring.
Matt for the max.
For the max, yes. Okay, for
the max. And then we can also bring back EDD in this scenario.
It's possible. But we would like for Nneka to be the splash if she's willing.
But we have like hypothetical cap space.
We do have the cap space to get, yeah.
Do the Mystics count as a dedicated practice facility with a max now, or?
Yeah. Well, so
How are we qualifying the NBA?
I was counting only unshared ones, but that's okay. Obviously a self-serving perspective.
They have a separate, they have their own, like, they share it, but it's there. Although it's not necessarily separate because it's connected in their stadium. But they may also be moving because things. All right. But so I like that. So I like that. So we got Washington. I don't think there's another. I'm going to be. Oh, Richard.
I was just going to say that this is difficult with our simulation. But if John Quayle was to walk away, Necker would be one of our top next options.
It's a tough part of this. Of the simulation that I don't know if Jonquel Jones is going to walk away, but if you want to throw your name in here.
Only if there was some way to pause it. So feel free to go ahead.
All right, we're going to go ahead. All right. So I got three offers here. All right. So I got the Supermax in LA for 2 years. What was the years on Vegas?
2 years, 160.
Okay. Protected?
Protected.
Obviously, I know LA would do it whatever I want. Washington, 2 years.
Would be 2 years for me, yes.
2 years. And you could protect it, so I will ask for that. Okay. All right, I'm going to eliminate one team. I'm sorry, Washington. I feel like I am very attracted to that because I live here. but, like, Amia Gabe. Gabe lives here, not the player agent. Like, I like it here, but I don't think that's necessarily as attractive of an offer as going back to LA for the Supermax. So you got to beat that one. Now, Vegas.
Mm. So we've just eliminated Seattle from consideration.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Seattle, you're eliminated. I forgot to write them down. That's tough. I'm sorry. I appreciate it. Thank you for your interest, and your practice facility looks very nice. Oh, man. I can't send her to Vegas, man. Like, just on my own conscience. I think she's going back to Los Angeles for the Supermax. We won't taint the end of the career here. We'll stay with Los Angeles. Although if
Necker's got a lot of good years left, let's not say end of the career, but
yeah. Oh, this is closer to the end at the very
end. Closer to the end than the beginning. Yes.
Yeah. Last 5 to 10 years. But you know, that Vegas offer in real life, that'd be pretty hard to turn down. That'd be pretty hard to turn down if you're able to bring all of that. But she is going to go back to LA for the Supermax. Although this is very the same as what I've done in the past, is sending people back to their homes. But I do like sending
for Supermaxes.
Yes, but in Nick's case, it has happened. So
I've been right.
For much less money, I would say. Yes. I think the odds are that she will take a pay cut to make more things happen around her.
Yeah, but I don't.
I don't do that. I'm aware. Gabe does not do that.
I don't want her. Like, get your money. Like, get the whole thing. It's not like, all right, whatever. If it was in Vegas, we considered it. But that's great stuff. I like that negotiation and way to come in there, Alfred. This is kind of what happens. This has happened the last couple of years, right? Of like, oh, Vegas has a trump card of you can come here and play for a little less. We've seen this with super teams throughout basketball history. Like, you can just bring people in for that. But it is very, very tempting. Hearing it from the other side. Okay, everyone ready to move on? Okay, hearing no objections, we move on. Two, Dawana Bonner of the Connecticut Sun, another person who, like me, does not tend to give back a ton of money. So we would like to hear some big-time offers. We can start with the Connecticut Sun. Nikias, tell me what your offer is first, and then you know, kind of what you see my role as and where I'm at on the team.
Well, as far as the offer, we would like to keep the cap relatively clear moving forward, but because it is Dawana and because we have Alyssa Thomas deal up next year, we want to give at least a little bit of security. We want to go 2 years at the standard max for Dawana Bonner. We hopefully don't have her defending fives as much as we did last season. So we're looking to bring back Bree Jones if we can, but we still value what she brings as a shooter. We love the drives that we got from her last year. We'll be able to put the ball in her hands more, defensively take a little bit of the strain off of her, get her more perimeter base versus banging with those bigs.
Okay. And so you said the max, not, is she super max eligible?
I think she's super max eligible. But,
okay. Okay. So, but you're offering the max.
Offering the standard max, yeah.
Okay. That's not necessarily like hurtful. Okay. Well, I'm not hurt. I understand. Okay. We'll start there. So who else has max offers for Dawana Bonner? And in a contending spot, because we think Connecticut's going to be contending. Obviously, no one else has Alyssa Thomas, who's an important piece to this, but willing to hear it out.
No max offer, but you know, Vegas is willing to give you a nice little mid-level offer to bring Dawana Bonner to a championship environment.
What's a mid-level offer?
We'd be willing to put 135K, 140K. However, look who you get to play with.
I understand. You told me this.
Yeah.
Which, now, would Dawana Bonner even start on Vegas?
That's a good question. I don't know. Probably.
Maybe at the four?
Mm-hmm.
If she starts at four, you're running into, you might run into the same issue depending on who Vegas is playing. So,
well, you know what?
Depends where the Parker walks, basically.
It doesn't matter because Dawana Bonner is playing nowhere for $135,000. Any other offers?
Would she like to come and be the veteran to our young emerging core in Indiana?
You know, I had thought about this. I kind of like it. I kind of dig it. What's the offer?
I mean, we got cap space for days. Have the max.
I love it. All right. I mean, it would be attractive if they're... I don't know. Actually, it is pretty attractive because, like, that is a fun team to be on. You're going to be a part of something that is memorable. Dawana has accomplished everything in her career. It's not like she doesn't have rings or anything. It's not like she needs to chase one. Like, that's kind of a really cool opportunity, I think, in Indiana for Dawana Bonner. Okay.
I mean, that feels like the offer you get when Connecticut doesn't offer you the max.
Well, we'll see. Who else is anybody else? Okay, so Nikias, what were you going to say?
I was just going to quickly say there is one more ring that she is acquiring soon, so I don't know if she wants to go to Indiana.
It's not that far. The season's not that long, man.
I'm just saying.
I remember Dawana saying she specifically liked the beach when she signed with Connecticut, and that is not a potential in Indiana.
Is there a lake? There's a lake in Indiana somewhere. All right.
There must be.
All right, it's probably something nice.
People in Uncasville.
Well, so Connecticut, you could just end this right now by giving me a little bit more money.
Honestly, I will stick to my guns. I do not think she's going to choose Indiana over 2-year max in Connecticut with Alyssa in a winning situation when we still have cap space to do more stuff.
And you were right. She's going back to Connecticut. Damn. Yeah. It'd be really tough if Connecticut was either bad or, you know, my fiance didn't play there or her fiance didn't play there. There'd be more consideration to leave. But yeah, she's going back to Connecticut. 2 years, the max contract. All right, guys, cool. Let's motor on. Oh, we should mention this. I forgot to mention this at the top. Because of prioritization kicking in and because of the 2024 Olympics happening this year, many of my European-based clients with European obligations are not going to be playing this year. So Emma Mieseman is someone who's not coming over. Maureen Johannes not going to play this year in the WNBA, and Gabby Williams not going to play this year in the WNBA. I think that's probably the most realistic scenario. Hopefully, we are not right in our simulation, but that's what we're going with in the simulation. So that. European players are going to be out. Is there any questions regarding that?
I just want to say Minnesota would have tried to sign, well, actually both teams, but Minnesota in particular, after acquiring Julie Allemont's rights, would have been really charging for Mesamont if allowed.
It is what it is. I think it's just the most realistic thing. I would love to talk about Mesamont, but hey, that's life here. Okay, let's move on now to another giant name on the free agency market, Jonquel Jones. Last year, she made her way to New York. Now she's a free agent. Great year in New York. So Liberty, give me your offer first, and then let me know, you know, what we're kind of thinking about making my life easier.
Well, you've seen what people on our roster have done to try and help keep this team together already. Stewie has agreed to take 200, but be flexible. Match it. take 200, but again, we'll top it up if there's money to top it up with.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Jonquil, she has done that in the past. I'm sure, you know, and there's probably maybe some willingness to do that. And as the agent right now, I am willing to, you know, consider that as a base offer, kind of same thing as Stu. But because I'm unrestricted, yeah, I'll listen out to hear who else has a max offer. You're gonna have to give me a max offer. Nothing lower than a max offer is gonna get me away from New York. So obviously,
it's even with Vegas.
Yes. Even with Vegas, because what the like? Why am I gonna do that? Why would I even
for the ring? Absolutely for the ring.
I'll get a ring in New York. I'm sure about that. I'm Jonquil Jones. She's Jonquil Jones.
To be fair, Jonquil has lost two of the last three finals to the Aces. So, I mean, wouldn't you want to play
Jonquil Durant? Yeah.
Hey,
she doesn't run from the grind until she does at some point. Well, she ran from the other grind, I guess. I don't know.
Storm here. Look, you already sacrificed on the court last season. They made you the fourth option on offense. They weren't using you correctly at all. People thought you were done because of it. You need to go to a place where you're going to be featured in the offense. You've seen what a post player can do in Seattle with Breanna Stewart winning MVP here. 3-year max from us.
Okay. I like
Atlanta.
Chicago's willing to make an offer for Jonquil.
Okay.
Atlanta is willing to make a similar offer, but with a third-year player option because of the CBA negotiations. Very similar argument to Seattle, but our stars are younger, and we're also the closest place to her home, her childhood home in the Bahamas. We are also willing to try to negotiate a sign-and-trade up to the full max.
I would point out that player options aren't a thing in the WNBA.
That's correct.
Oh, really?
I take it, though. Can we do an under the table player option?
I don't know how that works.
I think you take the contract that ends when the CBA
and then you
reassess after. Maybe there's player options in the new CBA.
A 2-year, but a guarantee to give me the money if I want it in the third year.
That's tampering. That's bananas.
That's a Joe Smith situation.
Come on. Okay. All right. So we got
Phoenix is also offering a 2-year max to Jonquil Jones. We know you love playing with Brittany Griner. You've done that overseas multiple times.
It is fun.
You'll be the second option in our offense, at least.
At least
the second option. This is what I'm saying.
I'm at least the second option in the offense?
Yeah. So second what or happened first to option.
What happened to Diana Taurasi?
She's there.
Is she ever going to be the third option?
I'm saying you would be featured more than Brittany Griner within our offense.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So
tons of investment. You talked about how nice it was to play in New York with an organization that supported you like that. Phoenix will do exactly the same. Starting things brand new, you know, with our coach, with our GM in Phoenix. This is a place that has experienced a lot of success historically. A lot of support, great crowds in Phoenix.
That Phoenix offer.
Fun place to play.
Honestly, Phoenix and Atlanta both sound super fun. I actually like Seattle's pretty cool too. But honestly, I'm thinking about
it. Can I
give
the Chicago pitch? I don't think Chicago got to do their pitch.
Honestly, it ain't going to work.
Sure?
Yes.
With Cobb, Mabry, multiple max spots.
Hey, I hope they have
fun. New coach, new GM.
I hope they have fun together.
Just to be clear real quick on the Seattle offer, if you want 2 years, we said it for you, but whatever number of years you want.
No, I like all of those offers. Seattle, Chicago, Atlanta, Phoenix all have interesting points for Jonquil. I do think she may want to have a bigger role in the offense, may not want to be so relied upon to, you know, bang down low. That's not necessarily what she loves to do, but the best winning situation is in New York. I feel like Jonquil will want to see that through. Let's just put that baseline at the max. Well, let's just put it at 200K. That's fine. And then we'll go up from there because we want to win the title in New York. I feel like she's just going to be more committed to that than these other things, but a lot of good offers out there. Phoenix, I appreciate the pitch because that is what she does overseas. And I feel like it would be cool for her to play with BG, but I think she's just going to go back, to New York. We'll do the flexibility for now. I think that'll be okay with us. So back to New York, Jonquil. To try to win a title there. But really good
pitchers. Are we certain that New York is the best winning situation given what happened last year in the finals?
Well, hey, they were there. You had to get there to lose.
Are they going to be better than they were last year is what I'm asking.
Yep.
I don't know, Richard. Are we going to be better than we were last year?
Of course.
He says, of course. Okay.
It's the off season. We promise everything.
All right. Let's move on. So Tiffany Hayes would be the next player. She retired. She retired. So congrats to Tiffany Hayes. Well, she only retired from the WNBA. She's hooping in Europe, if you want to see her. So we'll move down to Jordan Canada, who has had a really amazing year last year. Sabrina Merchant, the writer, and I'm sure Sabrina Merchant, the GM, are going to tell us about how great that year was last year and why she's going to do even better.
It actually sounds like we have some groundswell to bump Natasha Cloud up a little bit.
I would appreciate doing Cloud ahead of Canada if that's not a problem with everybody.
Let's do Cloud, then Skylar, then Canada.
Okay. Unlike the real world, the player agent has far fewer powers in this one. But that's cool. Let's talk about Natasha Cloud. Is Washington okay with that?
I suppose we can.
Okay. Yeah. I think we're gonna have to now. All right. Let's go to Natasha Cloud. Okay. All right. So she's spent her whole career in Washington, part of some great teams in DC. She's self-proclaimed shooter, but objectively one of the best defensive guards in the WNBA. She loves being in Washington. That's been her home. She loves the team there and the atmosphere there. So Mystics, tell me what your offer is and then tell me what we're thinking about going forward.
In a bit of a weird spot with Natasha Cloud, because we would love to have her back. As you mentioned, she is one of the best defensive guards, one of the best defensive players in the league. We feel her rim pressure and driving is important. Playmaking is fine. We do have questions about the shot. We would love to have her back up to $200K per year, a two-year deal. But to be completely transparent, there is another guard that we would prioritize if they're willing to come. And so this is an offer that I'd like to have on wax.
Oh, but that can be like left out in the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Flexy. Well, here's the thing. Sorry. Well, here, so for Washington, just, you don't have to offer Natasha Cloud. You can just wait for one of these other teams to get a point guard and then offer the point guard you actually want. But, yeah. But 200, so 2 year, 200K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then
New York.
New York. Hey, I signed the offer sheet for you guys one time.
Mm-hmm. You did. Signaling that you would quite like to play for us, and we feel like we've got a rather improved roster since the last time you signed to play with us.
Yeah, I was a restricted free agent, so I can go.
You can make your own choice this time. Come and play for a team that was on the brink of a championship already. We think you would help our weakest area, vastly improving our perimeter defense. And start? Yes, you would start.
Okay. What's my offer?
Well, as you've seen with the rest of our roster, people are taking slight discounts to help us out. So what we would like you to sign for is $150K. But we are flexible to a certain extent. That can be 2 years if you want, or 1 year if you want, or 3 years if you want. But we imagine no one's signing for 3 years this offseason.
No, we're signing 2 years for the most part. All right, so we'll go... I'll decide 1 or 2 years at the time, but that would be 150 or 160?
150 is where we would like you to come in, but like I said, we're flexible, potentially.
If that's the case, I have one offer for Vegas. I also have a offer
for am I the third point guard?
It's flexible. It's flexible. It's fluid. Like Stephen A. Smith says on ESPN all the time, it's fluid. It's fluid. It's fluid,
I might be the fourth point guard. I might be the fourth point guard on this team. Get out of here, Vegas.
Well, Chicago does have an offer, though.
Oh, okay, Chicago, cool.
Chicago's willing to try to make some moves. We just brought in Teresa Weatherspoon as the coach, someone that emphasizes grit, toughness, fire. We also have Kalia Copper, who also emphasizes grit and fire, Marina Mabry as well. We would like to offer Natasha Cloud a max contract to bring her to Chicago that will help us improve our defense. We need a point guard, and we would also have a max spot to bring in somebody else that will allow us to be somewhat competitive, somewhat have depth. We also have Dana Evans to back you up in some situations. So we're looking to improve with a max offer, 2 years fully protected.
Wow. Okay. Also, New York, was my offer from you protected?
It can be, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And I'm guessing Washington.
Minnesota will put in an offer for 2 years at $195,000 protected.
Okay. Okay, let me see. I want to hear other offers, and I'll come back to the pitches I want to hear. All right. Anybody else? No. Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Minnesota. You're going to be eliminated as not the max, and we have a max offer. So I'm sorry. It would be really cool, though. I think it'd be really cool. But I don't want to spend too much more time here, so we got to move along. Chicago, really like a 2-year max offer. That's very interesting. Now, Washington, can you give me a max?
We are not going to go to full max, no.
Hmm. I don't like that. It doesn't make me happy to hear that. All right. New York, could you go up? Well, how high can you go up? Because a max is really, 2 years protected at the max for a player,
We can't go that high, but we obviously offer, we feel, the best situation to win. 160? Does that make any difference?
175.
I'm not sure we can make that. Hang on.
Yeah, wait, what's happened to Courtney Vandersloot?
We have a deal in place to move Courtney Vandersloot if you were willing to sign.
Okay. Can you get me to 170? 2 years fully protected, 170.
Assuming the deal is still on to move Courtney Vandersloot, does somebody in the chat want to nod? Then yeah, okay, we'll do 170.
Yeah, I think she's taking that, man. She's from Philly, so it's kind of equidistant, but she does have an affinity.
You muted yourself.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Can now. Yep.
Good. So what I was saying about Natasha Cloud, she loves Washington. I think New York provides a really good winning situation. Money is mostly similar, and that's a place that she loves. Chicago, really appreciate the max offer. That's a great offer, but I think that she's going to prioritize winning a little bit more to take just that slight pay cut at 170. So that's her deal. She's going to New York.
Is that two years or one?
We will go 2 years fully protected,
170 flat, or do we want any raises built in?
I think 170 flat is about what I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a corresponding trade to announce, I'm guessing?
We do. I don't know if Kevin wants to join the chat at this point. We, obviously, in an effort to keep everyone as happy as we could, we wanted to send Courtney Vandersloot somewhere where she would be happy going. So Vandersloot to Seattle for their 2025 first round pick. And we also sent Seattle the number 23 this year.
Okay, so Sloot and 23. Wow. Sloot and 23 to Seattle, and going back as a first round pick in 25 or
25 first, yeah. Wow. Obviously, part of that is gambling that Seattle are still going to suck this year, hopefully.
Yeah, it's certainly a risk that we're taking from the Storm standpoint, but this is also based on, look, in real life, we'd have a lot more intel on where players were leaning for the draft, but if the players who can declare this year do declare, then suddenly the 2025 draft is no longer as exciting as it used to be. So that was our logic here.
So New York now has the Seattle pick in 2025 as well as the Phoenix swap.
Yep.
Tremendous. So.
we're hoping everyone stays in school for another year.
Yeah,
stick around. Stay
there. NIL.
We're gonna be putting Clark with Ionescu in a backcourt. You're all gonna be scared.
And Natasha Cloud, obviously. She's starting as you just promised her.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She's starting this year. Anything can change.
Well, I think you're gonna need to start her for backcourt defense if you've got Clark and Ionescu as your other option.
Yeah, we can outscore everybody. That'll work.
Oh, it seems like the plan. All right. Hey, that's sweet. Natasha Cloud going to New York. I think that's actually something that is realistic to what could happen. So we wanted to go Natasha Schuyler, Canada. Yes. Okay. Mainly for that Vandersloot trade. So Schuyler, Diggins Smith. Hold on. So she didn't play last year after giving birth. And frankly, Phoenix, you can go last because I ain't going back. I'm not sure there's much coming on the other end of the line there. So let's give me another team contender okay. that could use my services.
So Vegas here. Vegas, again, we're trying to go with anybody that we can get. Chicago could be a contender.
And what's my number? I mean,
the Chicago. Number. Oh, max, no. Full max in Chicago, 2 years. But with Vegas, we're willing to give you the 160. Okay. You'd be in perfect winning situation. So you're coming back to a great organization with a dedicated facility. There were some skirmishes between the Mercury and Diggins Smith with the facility there. So
I'm not sure the separate facility would have ameliorated that situation. But I digress. Sorry.
I don't think the Suns were kicking her out of the facility.
It wasn't Devin Booker saying no.
Hey.
All right. Sorry.
That's what Skyler said. So
Alfred, all right, so 160 from Las Vegas, 2 years max for Chicago. Interesting deal in Chicago to go.
We have a Notre Dame Fighting Irish, similar thing with Mabry. Also, you know Weatherspoon since you were a girl. 91 miles from South Bend. So Chicago is relatively close to home. You play with Carr, play with others, New Leaf. Come on to Chicago.
Okay. Hey, you know where's closer?
Hey.
Did I do this one year? I feel like maybe it was a fever dream.
I don't think like Indianapolis is closer to South Bend.
Is it not?
No.
No.
But was that a pun intended, fever dream?
Oh my God, no. But I do think I may have sent Skylar Diggins Smith to the fever at some point, either in my dreams or in the reality of this podcast. So Indiana.
It's probably worth pointing out that Skylar Diggins Smith herself tweeted the other day
that Indiana did not want her.
This is a different universe where Indiana apparently does, but we'll see how this goes.
I mean, can I get another contender on the line? Like,
we think we'd be a contender in Los Angeles if you joined Skylar Diggins Smith. You'd be our starting point guard, which I'm not sure everybody else is offering. Cough, Vegas. And we can give you 2 years, 185.
2 years, 185.
Protected.
Atlanta and Minnesota.
We think you'd be really good playing next to NECA.
Okay, I like that. Atlanta and Minnesota match?
Atlanta and Minnesota will both match. And if you would prefer 3 year max, we're willing to offer that as well.
Oh, max from Minnesota and both. Okay.
Both.
We've discussed, well, let's just like say it out loud. Like the reason I'm not doing 3 year deals is because the CBA is going to expire and you want to be
right. I know. I would just want to offer.
No, I'm telling that to the audience.
Especially given, you know, how long she's been in the league, a little bit of insurance if that's what she's interested in. Both teams have, Nafisa Collier is one of the rising stars in the league. So is Ryan Howard. I think it's a better on-court than Chicago.
Okay, so I want to hear, Nikias has hand raised, so just like,
I was just going to say, like, I can sell it if necessary, but both the Sun and the Mystics have 2 year maxes on the table for what Skylar can provide.
I'm shocked there's quite this much interest, to be honest.
Yeah.
The last time we saw her, she was at worst the second best guard in basketball, and I don't think the drop-off is going to be that.
It's been a long Atlanta time since she played anywhere, though.
Yeah, it's been a
Atlanta is willing to negotiate. Yeah, Atlanta is willing to negotiate a sign and trade at the 220 number. Jeez. If Phoenix is interested in hearing offers.
Okay, okay. Let me chime in here as her agent. So I want to talk about what she's looking for really quick. Yeah. Well, it's not $160,000 and to be the fourth point guard on Vegas. I'm sorry. It's a great winning situation, obviously, but you know, PT still matters. Okay. So I think organizational security and like, you know, just like stability, I don't know if like just not being a problem, the organization is what she's looking for. That's a one. She wants to win, two. And then she also wants to get paid. I think it's fair. This is one of her last contracts. So she wants to get paid. Let's see. LA, are you willing to go up to the max?
No.
Okay. Then I'm eliminating Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
But we are closer to your current home in Phoenix, which you seem pretty happy in. Like, not the Mercury part of it, but the Phoenix part of it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a summer. Let's see. Chicago. Not loving the organizational stability, guys. I haven't seen it.
We're looking for a new direction. Plus, again, the opportunity to be coached by Weatherspoon.
Okay, I think Chicago and Atlanta are out.
Did you put Indiana on the list just to make sure?
Wait, hold on. Atlanta.
Oh, Indiana's also out. Sorry.
Atlanta is attempting to negotiate a sign and trade at $220K for the 2 years.
I don't know how much that makes a difference. I don't think that makes
getting to play with
one. You just cut me out for 20K.
Huh? No, because you're not. But you're not on the same level. Like, yes, like if working out a sign, if I want to go to Atlanta, there. It's the principal. Exactly. Offer me the freaking max, dude. What are you talking about? Are you
a 34-year-old point guard who's washed out of two situations?
I got 5 max offers. It ain't about what I'm worth. It's about what I can get.
And why would Skylar want to help out the Mercury anyway?
Yeah, do the
if she agrees. If she agrees to a sign and trade, they get credit. They get something for her.
Yeah.
Well, she really gets more money. Point.
Yeah,
but she gets more money.
It's not that much more money.
That's but tell us that we're willing to invest.
We can make that up under the table somehow.
Again, Minnesota saw as a max that you haven't ruled out yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No. I think. Okay, so let's go. Let's get back to it. All right. Minnesota, Washington, Connecticut all are I think are the three best offers here for Skylar Diggins-Smith. Obviously, she's going to be a starting point guard in all three spots. She's going to have a huge role in the offense. So it's just about kind of, you know, that organizational piece. And so we're going to break it down that way, I think. I think that's the most it's the right way that she would do it. So, let's go. Oh man, these are good organizations. All right, I'm gonna take Connecticut off, just because they haven't won a title, and they seem to have some snake bitiness.
Am I allowed to jump in here before the official cross off? Because if we are talking about the coaching line of Stephanie White, the organization does seem to be stable now. Darius Taylor seems to be doing a good job, and if we're talking about just a general on court culture fit, having Skylar Diggins-Smith, Alyssa Thomas, DeWanna Bonner in the same locker room seems like a lot of fun. This is a team that very much plays with multiple chips on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they solidified them on both ends of the floor. Like, this was top four offense, and this is with inconsistent guard play and Tiffany Hayes playing well and then being hurt. I think Skylar comes right in and makes this a top three offense when they're already elite defensively.
So I'm running the wing in transition, looking for outlet passes, that kind of stuff.
You have that burden taken off of you, but also you are the undisputed point. You're the point guard here. And I think the handoff and pick and roll chemistry with Alyssa Thomas could also be pretty strong.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. Okay, let me hear Bobby. Bobby, tell me about Minnesota briefly.
I mean, Minnesota was, you know, was a playoff team despite having one of the issues with point guard for multiple years running. I mean, it's Diggins-Smith not just being a starting caliber point guard in anybody's book, but being an actively good starter has a force multiplier effect in Minnesota greater than anywhere else, just because of the instability Minnesota's had that position last years. And Nafisa Collier could very well make a leap. You know, Cheryl Reeve has been looking for a point guard since Lindsey Whalen retired. We know that she can be great with point guards, and you would be, you know, you would be the undisputed point guard here as well.
Okay. And great organization there too. Okay. Washington, do you want to give me a quick pitch as to why you're better than either of those two places? I know you're kind of negotiating against yourself, but
yeah, it's an interesting spot that I find myself in. But I do think, like, with some of the floor spacing issues that Washington has had in the past, Skylar can solve that while also being a much better scorer overall than Natasha Cloud was. Assuming we were able to work out a deal to bring EDD back, you do have a fun pick and roll slash post partner there to take some of the scoring burden off. I think her and Shakira Austin will be a very fun defensive duo, in addition to some of the short roll stuff that we think Shakira will be able to do. I think we have a nice blend of veterans and young players to be excited about, and a tight-knit locker room.
Now,
Minnesota will have two other starters who are Notre Dame alumni in former teammate Kayla McBride and Jessica Shepherd, and we would be looking to bring Lindsey Allen back as a backup as well.
Okay. All right. Let me just ask one question of Washington. I think this is kind of going to decide it. Washington, if I get the max from you, what can you offer Elena Deladon? Can you offer her a super max still, if necessary? Hypothetically.
Double checking the figures. I believe we would have enough to get up to that figure for EDD. I don't know if EDD gets up to that number because of the health concerns. But I think in a literal sense, I think we have enough money to get up to that number.
No, because it says, so if I was Skylar Diggins-Smith agent and you're telling me I'm going to go play with Elena Deladon, I want to make sure you can do whatever it takes to bring her in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Man. I'm going to Washington. Skylar Diggins-Smith going to Washington. You know, this might be a factor of, you know, Gabe Ibrahim is the host of this podcast, and he gets to see what the Mystics do on a day-to-day basis. But that organization's really well run, and it's not a knock on the other ones. I just do think, you know, Connecticut is a great situation. I don't necessarily want to play in Connecticut, though. And I thought Minnesota is another great situation. I just don't think they're quite as close, assuming Washington can bring back EDD, to being a championship contender. I think Washington's a little bit closer, but I think Minnesota was a great offer there. So. That was really tough, though. I think that's you guys want to take a pause here and just talk about something we were surprised about? Because I know, Richard, you mentioned that it was a little surprising that there was that level of interest in Skylar Diggins-Smith. I think it's probably realistic, though, just because of her name and how good she was the last time we saw her. But was anyone else surprised by that?
I think it's kind of a reflection of the point guard market, too, right?
Right.
I think in reality, it's going to depend on what the discussion about her has been around the league, whether the fact that she's washed out for two teams and kind of left a bad feeling behind in both places has sort of something got around to say, you don't want to sign this player, whether there's been that much discussion of that sort around the league in would affect it in reality, how much interest certain teams are going to have. Mm-hmm.
I feel like my suspicion is that, and this is what my offer would have been, is Seattle, had we not made the Sloot trade instead, is maybe it gets to the max, but it's probably 1 year at the max, not this, like, you name your contract situation.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was expecting to offer in Indiana, was 1 year max, come rehab your rep, and then either you stay here with our core if you're still around and if you've established yourself if you want to, or you can go somewhere else and, yeah, try and win somewhere else. I imagine doing that sort of back in Indiana might be easier than somewhere fresh and new where she's an unknown.
Yeah. Well, I also think, though, like, there is a level of, you know, that if some decent agenting could get her to the area where she's getting multiple 1 year max offers at the very least. I think maybe you're right. Maybe 2 year max offers are a function of this exercise. But I think there could be I think there will be opportunities to get a 1 year max just because of what Sabrina said, like the point guard market is this, people need them and there's not going to be enough to go around. Okay. So, all right, guys, are we ready to move on to one of the other point guards? Because that's what we're going to do, right? We're going to Jordan Canada next. Okay, hearing no objection. We shall proceed to Jordan Canada. Okay, so I talked about Jordan Canada briefly, but she had a great year for the LA Sparks, took a huge leap forward. You know, just going to – she's played for the Sparks her entire career. No, she hasn't. She didn't, Gabe. Sorry.
Seattle.
She's from LA, if that means.
That's what I was thinking. And she went to UCLA. I'm not messing that up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Her entire career where she's been this level of player, she's played for LA.
Thanks. You know, that's great. That's great.
Very gracious of you, Seattle.
I mean, she had a pretty decent year when Bird and Stewart were hurt, but then she took a.
Whatever. She's a good player. You get it. You get it. She's a good player. All right, Sparks, give me your offer, and then tell me what we're doing and kind of where you see me.
Yeah, so like we told NECA, you know, we had the best defense in the league post All-Star break. We think that's a primary function of you at the point of attack. We think you're the best defensive guard in basketball, and obviously saw how you flourished under Kurt Miller. We think that's only going to continue going forward. Mm-hmm. Very happy about the jump shot. Very happy about the way you've been playing in Australia. And we want you to be our starting point guard going forward. We have a little bit of room to get, I think, one more wing in here, but we have Lexi Brown coming back. We have Stephanie Talbot coming back. So a lot more shooting around you than we had in 2023. We're thinking 160 for 2 years.
Okay. That is not an offensive offer.
All right.
So who can, let's.
So same thing with, two teams still looking to bring Jordan Canada on board, Vegas and Chicago. Okay. Chicago's willing to go right up to 2 years, full max protected. We need a point guard, and we also would have space to bring on another max player. We believe that you would flourish playing with Marina Mabry and Kalia Copper. We're looking to try to make some moves. We have a little bit of depth for Vegas. Again, winning situation, and we know that Jordan Canada likes to win. And right now, the injury report for Chelsea Gray, I think, isn't fully set. Has there been any news on like what type of injury it was for the finals?
She broke a metatarsal in her foot.
In a foot, right? Yeah. All right. So yeah, we may want to get a little bit deeper at the point guard spot in Vegas with you and Chelsea Gray playing, sharing those point guard responsibilities. Would be a great winning situation.
And Kelsey Plum.
And Kelsey Plum as well. And we believe
and Jackie
that,
Young sometimes. And,
exactly. But we believe that it would just
and
be
maybe a Candace Parker.
Hey, it's fluid. Okay.
Wait, so what was the offer? What's your offer?
For Vegas, it would be 2 years, 160 that Sparks are offering. And for Chicago, it would be 2 years at the full max.
Yeah, I like Chicago's offer. That sounds tasty. Anybody else?
Indiana here.
Oh, we're missing a couple folks, though.
Missing Jacob.
Jacob's here.
Oh, okay. I just don't see him on the screen.
Yeah. He's here. But we're also, I think Kevin and Bobby may have stepped away, but maybe they're, although Minnesota would be in on this, on Jordan Canada, right? All right. Any more offers for Jordan Canada?
Connecticut would like to toss their hat in the ring since they missed out on the Skylar Diggins-Smith sweepstakes with the joint ownership group. So thank you, and I'm sorry at the same time somehow. But anyway, 175 per year. For Jordan Canada, we think she had a tremendous season in LA. We think her rim pressure and point of attack defense will obviously be very important for this Connecticut group. We trust the shooting will continue to improve. And so we are certainly looking at an upgrade at the point guard spot. So Jordan would fit in very nicely for us if she wanted to come.
Okay. I mean, that's a great situation. And it's a very defensive-minded organization. I'd fit in. That'd be cool.
Indiana here.
Indiana, that's who we were. Indiana was speaking before. Indiana.
Yeah. Based on the negative possibility that Caitlin Clark won't declare for the draft, then we would bring Jordan in instead, and she would be our starting point guard with our young core. She's only 28. She could grow with this core. So yeah, she would step in. Erica Wheeler becomes a backup and can come off the bench and take a run at the sixth woman of the year. And yeah, works out perfectly.
Okay, so if Caitlin Clark gets drafted, though, if she does declare, as who is predicting that? Seattle's predicting that.
Okay. Then we make every commitment that we will trade you if you want to be traded.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Like I said, you
we'll drop you like a bag of rocks as soon as we get what we want.
Like I said, if you want to go, still be a, if Caitlin Clark comes here, then we become a winning organization immediately alongside you.
And I'm not a starter though, because we have Mitchell. Actually, could I start?
Potentially, that's up to the coach. It's obviously would be a very small perimeter if all three of you started.
Not unlike what Iowa's running right now.
Yeah. We're building the boat out of it.
And Mitchell's only under contract for one more year anyway. It could end up being Canada Clark in the backcourt.
Okay, I like that. Anybody else? So Indiana, I'm guessing 2-year max protected because you guys have whatever I want.
Sorry, yeah, 2-year max.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Anybody else in here? Minnesota
can offer 2 years, 170 flat.
2 years, 170 flat. Well, what happened to the 2-year max that, you know, I got a 2-year max offer, Minnesota.
Not Jordan Canada.
With another max spot in Chicago.
No, I think, you know, Chicago is becoming more and more interesting as the clock ticks here, although Indiana is very interesting. I just don't want to be... I'm not sure Jordan's going to want to come off the bench for a rookie, even if that rookie is Caitlin Clark in a situation where it's maybe not winning immediately. But I want to hear out. Let me hear. So I like those two max offers more than the other non-max offers. I think Connecticut, if you could get up to the max, you know, that'd be a much more interesting offer. I think 175 isn't interesting, but, you know, we kind of want the max there. And then... Los Angeles, we would also like to get up to the max considering we have that Auden table.
Right. We still think we have the best situation for you just personally, but we can get up to 175.
Okay.
I'll be willing to go for Connecticut. I can go up to 190. I don't want to get all the way to the full max.
Okay. 190 is interesting though.
Is the Vegas offer still off the table?
Yeah. I want to play. Connecticut, that's interesting. Okay, and I'm protected in Connecticut?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, I think she's going to Connecticut. I think Jordan Canada's going to Connecticut. I know Sabrina's always shocked when I send someone who's from LA anywhere else, but I just think that is a great winning situation. She's not giving back too much money. You know, I think that's a great, she's going to be the starting point guard. She's going to.
I'm just once again worried about the spacing in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So best of luck, Nikias.
All right.
We're going to work it.
We were worried about the spaces in Connecticut for 5 years and it's failed them at inopportune times, but they've been
exactly.
Well, you know, at least you got to get there. You got to get there to lose in heartbreaking fashion. Okay. So that's. Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. Jordan Canada to Connecticut. So they got their point guard. And, you know, Chicago, great offer. Indiana, more interesting offer than I think we would have thought. But I think Connecticut just has that winning situation. That's a wrap on part one of the WNBA mock free agency. I'm Gabe Ibrahim, your player agent, here to wrap up what just happened in part one, a flurry of great trades, interesting signings, interesting negotiating, and some pretty good agenting, if I say so myself. Let's recap what happened. Let's start with those trades that happened during our introduction period. The first one was between the LA Sparks and the Seattle Storm. Kia Nurse, a 2024 second round pick. So in this year's draft, a 25 second round pick went to the Los Angeles Sparks, and then a 2025 third round pick went to the Seattle Storm. The next trade is a doozy. It's between Chicago and Minnesota. Chicago gets Dorka Juhas and the 7th pick. The Lynx get Isabel Harrison, Sika Kone, the reserve rights to Julie Alamon and Astudu, the number 13 pick in this year's second round, a first round pick in the 2025 draft next year and rights to swap draft picks with Chicago in the 26 draft. Link's got all of that stuff. Quite the trade there between Chicago and Minnesota. The next trade was between Phoenix and Atlanta. Atlanta gets a point guard in Mariah Jefferson. They also get the number 25 pick in this year's draft and a second round pick in next year's draft. Phoenix, on the other hand, gets last year's first round pick, Haley Jones, and the number 32 pick in this year's third round. Excuse me. Next up, we had some core and reserve and restricted decisions. The only player they cored in the WNBA was Breanna Stewart this year, which is pretty interesting considering the players that are out there on the market that could be cored. So that was interesting. Breanna Stewart gets cored, and then we started with her negotiations. We got to the negotiating phase. Stewart started. Basically, she only talked to New York. She was willing to take a bit of a pay cut to make the team better. We'll see how that works out more so throughout the podcast and in part two. But she agreed to a salary starting at $200,000, and then it would increase if there was cap space left. I think she actually ended up getting a little bit more. I'm not entirely sure. But I like this strategy as an agent just to get some money back. Because I know players are going to want to give money back. It's a hard thing to predict. So I liked having that baseline level of $200,000, and then it would increase. So Breanna Stewart went back to Liberty is the point. When she got court, she went back to Liberty. Nneka Ogumike started off her negotiations with the Sparks. The Sparks gave her everything she wanted. She's been there forever. So she got a Supermax offer. She agreed to it for 2 years. The two-year contract was the most popular this year just because of what we talked about during the podcast, that the CBA is ending in 2 years. And so you want to be a free agent when the CBA ends. So Nneka got a Supermax. She also got some offers from Washington and Las Vegas that were extremely interesting and may have tempted her in real life if she wanted to get to a different winning situation or a better winning situation than Los Angeles. I had her going back to Los Angeles just because it would seem, you know, to go to Las Vegas for a pay cut, I just don't know if that's her style. I don't know if that's her style. But she ends up back in Los Angeles. Dawana Bonner ended up back in Connecticut. She also got an offer from Las Vegas. She also got an offer from Indiana. She goes back, though, to Connecticut on a two-year max deal for Dawana Bonner. Jonquel Jones had a very interesting negotiation. Every team in the league was in on her. She had offers from Seattle, Chicago, Atlanta, and Phoenix, all for as much as they could give her for as long as she wanted. She ended up, though, going back to the Liberty. I think Jonquel Jones wants to win, so I actually put her in the same deal that I put Breanna Stewart, where her salary starts at $200,000, and then would go up if there was cap space left over after the team tried to sign free agents. That seems realistic. I don't think she wants to go anywhere. Next up was Natasha Cloud, the Washington Mystics point guard, who's been one of the best defensive point guards in the league. She had plenty of interest from a lot of teams who need a point guard. Obviously, her own team, Washington, was in the market for her. The Liberty also were looking for her services. So were the Sky and the Lynx. And she ended up going to the Liberty, 2 years, $170,000 protected. It just puts her in a great spot to win, and that's what's most important to Natasha. She may want a new experience at this point as well to make that trade happen, to open up the point guard spot. The New York Liberty actually traded Courtney Vandersloot and the number 23 pick to Seattle, and the New York Liberty got a 2025 first round pick, which is a pretty good trade for the Liberty as they open up that spot for Cloud. And then Courtney Vandersloot is going back home to Seattle. Then we had Skylar Diggins-Smith. There was a run on point guards. The market for Skylar Diggins-Smith was out of control, as you might expect for one of the league's best point guards when she last played. Every team was in. The ones that got consideration were Las Vegas, Chicago, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Minnesota, Washington, and Connecticut. It came down to those last three: Minnesota, Washington, Connecticut. Teams that needed a point guard, that needed scoring, that had winning situations, that has stable organization. And I sent her to Washington. I think that's going to be a great spot for her. Calmer situation than she's been in other spots. We'll see how that works out for Skylar in our mock world. We'll see if it happens in the real world. And then the next point guard on the board was, of course, Jordan Canada. She just went. You heard the bonanza for her as well, the Sparks, the Sky, the Aces, the Sun, the Fever, and the Lynx were all in on her. The Fever made a great pitch, honestly, but she went to Connecticut to compete for a title and for a little bit less than the max, so $190,000. Part one, basically all the star free agents, or most of them, went. All the players who were going to get maxes automatically were going, and they picked their teams. A lot of interesting results there. I think that Skylar Diggins-Smith move might be the most interesting of the teams that made moves. But part two is also very interesting. We start with Brittany Griner and go through Elena Delaton, Bree Jones, a bunch of huge names, a bunch of key players are going to affect championships in our mock free agency world. So come and check out part two of the WNBA mock free agency, likely coming out tomorrow. But just keep it locked to all our platforms, HerHoopStats newsletter, HerHoopStats podcast network, HerHoopStats on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, and on Instagram. Just make sure you follow us there and you can get all the updates you need. And make sure you check out part two. I think you'll be pretty interested if you stuck around with us for this long. So have a great day and talk to you soon.